Chapter 20. A Long Journey. After the great storm that had thrown the Nautilus through the sea, we were now far northeast of the North American eastern coast. Poor Ned now refused to leave his room, just as the captain had done himself. Conseil and I, however, never left each other. Near the end of May, I was surprised to see the Nautilus sail towards European waters. After having shown the Canadian the North American coast, was the captain now going to show me the coast of France? On the 30th of May, we were near the western coast of England. I rarely saw the captain, but when I did see him, he seemed more depressed than ever. What could sadden him? Was it the closeness to his home country's coast? The next day, the 1st of June, the Nautilus continued moving south, looking for a particular spot in the ocean. I was on the platform when I heard the captain declare,
"It is here."
I did not know what he was speaking of, but I was soon to find out. The Nautilus then sunk beneath the waters, and I saw an old ship that had sunk many years before. What was this ship? In a slow voice, I heard Captain Nemo speak.
"This French ship arrived here on the 1st of June, 1794, for a battle with England. Unfortunately, the ship lost the great battle, but the 356 sailors decided they would rather drown with the ship than lose the battle. When the ship sank, the sailors were cheering, 'Long live France!'"
"The Avenger!" I exclaimed.
"Yes, sir, the Avenger. A good name,"
said Captain Nemo. Chapter 21. An Underwater Tomb. The way the captain had described the ship, first coldly, but then with great emotion, was curious to me. He had spoken the word Avenger with great pride and passion. Perhaps I was never to know this man's former life, but I did know this troubled captain had a terrible hatred for something that would never end. The Nautilus then rose to the surface, just before I heard a loud sound. I looked at the captain, but he did not move. I went to the platform. Conseil and Ned were already there.
"That sound was a gunshot,"
said Ned. I then saw a great ship coming towards the Nautilus.
"That is a warship coming towards us, but I do not know what nation it comes from,"
Ned explained. If Captain Nemo allowed that ship to come near him, there was a chance we could be rescued.
"If that ship travels within a mile of us, I am throwing myself in the sea, and I will tell you that you should do the same,"
the Canadian declared. Just a few minutes after, we heard more gunshots as the ship began attacking us. "But," I exclaimed, "surely they can see there are men standing here."
"Perhaps that is the reason they are firing,"
replied Ned.
"They must know the stories from the Abraham Lincoln when I struck it with a spear. They must be again searching for this Nautilus, more dangerous than a giant sea monster."
The ship continued to shoot, but Captain Nemo did nothing. Ned then attempted to signal the ship to tell them we were not enemies, but the ship continued to shoot.
"Fool,"
exclaimed Captain Nemo,
"you will soon be hit with their weapons."
Captain Nemo looked terrible when he came to the platform. His face was deadly pale, and he did not speak, but rather screamed, throwing his arms at the Canadian. The captain then forced us to return to the inside of the Nautilus.
"Go down, you and your companions, go down."
"Sir," I exclaimed, "are you going to attack that ship?"
"Sir, I am going to sink that ship. The attack has begun, so go down now.
The captain said coldly. We had to obey. About 15 sailors surrounded the captain, looking with hatred toward the attacking ship. I heard the captain declare that he would not sink the ship in the waters where the Avenger lay. He then circled the ship several times, then let it out to sea. Night arrived. The Nautilus was silent. I decided I should leave when the ship comes close enough. Perhaps we would be able to warn its passengers about the terrible enemy waiting nearby. On the 2nd of June at 5 o'clock in the morning, the ship began following the Nautilus, but the submarine slowed down, and I knew it would soon attack. Ned was determined. Conseil was calm. I was nervous. The Nautilus went under the waters, and I knew it would attack the ship at the bottom, which would force the ship to sink rapidly, killing most on board the ship. I immediately ran to the sitting room. The captain was there. He was looking sadly through the windows. I then watched as the ship sank with all its passengers. I saw people's lives end in those waters, as they drowned, sinking to the bottom with their ship. I turned to Captain Nemo, the terrible Avenger, and full of hatred. He was still watching through the glass. When the ship was at the bottom of the sea, I continued to watch him. On the wall with the other paintings was one of a young woman and two little children. Captain Nemo looked at them for a few moments, put his arms up towards them, and began to cry. Chapter 22. The Last Words of Captain Nemo. The metal doors closed and the sitting room was dark and silent. The Nautilus was now going north. Where were we going? To the north or south? Where was this man escaping to after such a terrible event? I could not speak. I felt terror for Captain Nemo. Whatever terrible suffering he had experienced in his life was no reason to punish the hundreds of men he just sent to the bottom of the ocean. That night I could not sleep. As I continued to think about the terrible sight of the hundreds of men drowning in front of my eyes. We were moving through the sea quickly at 25 miles an hour. For the next 20 days, I did not see the captain. I no longer saw Ned Land either, as he had become quite depressed, never speaking a word. Conseil, therefore, watched over him carefully. One night, however, I was awoken to Ned Land whispering,
"We are going to escape."
I sat up. "When shall we go?" I asked.
"Tomorrow night. Land is in sight. I do not know what country, but we shall go,"
Ned exclaimed. "Yes, Ned, yes. We will go tonight," I told him.
"The sea is bad and the wind is strong."
"I will follow you," I said.
"But if they find out my plans, I will defend myself. I will be forced to kill them."
I promised the Canadian I would do the same.
"I will meet you at 10 o'clock tonight,"
he said before leaving the room. I dressed myself in the warmest clothes I had and waited. At 9:30, I heard the captain crying. He was in the sitting room. I had to go through the sitting room to go meet Ned. I must not wait. I had to go. I opened the door carefully. The captain did not see me. I walked by quietly. As I was ready to open the door to go meet Ned and Conseil, I heard the captain stand up. As I heard him walking, I heard him whispering,
"God, enough! I have suffered enough."
I then quickly ran to the library, exclaiming, "Let us go," to my companions as we went. We immediately went to the boat and were returning to the surface of the water. There was a terrible storm at the time, however. The captain had sailed the Nautilus directly into the middle of the storm, which we were now struggling to leave. What a situation to be in! We were silent with fear.
"We must hold on,"
said Ned. Then my head struck the side of the boat, and I no longer remember the storm. Chapter 23. Conclusion. Then our voyage came to an end. I do not know how we survived that terrible storm, but when I woke up, I was lying in a fisherman's hut on the coast of Norway. At that moment, I could not return to France, as communication between the north of Norway and the south was limited. Shall this story be believed? I do not know. And it does not matter. I now know that I have crossed 20,000 leagues in that submarine, during which I made many discoveries. But what has happened to the Nautilus? Was it destroyed in the great storm? Does Captain Nemo still live? And does he continue attacking ships, or did he stop after that terrible sight? Will we one day find his documents with the history of his life? Shall I ever know the name of this man? I hope so. And I also hope that his powerful submarine was not destroyed in that terrible storm, where so many ships have been lost. If Captain Nemo is still alive, I hope his curiosity in the wonders of the sea will kill the anger in his heart. Have I not understood it myself? Have I not lived 10 months of this unnatural life? The two men who know that secret, Captain Nemo and myself.